And there you go. That's the start of the music. And I hope you enjoyed those two tracks there. Whoopin' Tommy Rowe and then the Tremolos there. But on the line now, I have Niall O'Murchu. Good morning to you, Niall. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you keeping?
Okay, you'll have to explain this method to me. I haven't heard of it before. The Wim Hof method. It's not something to do with, what's his name? Hofferman or whatever. You know, the guy from the car.
It's nothing to do with Baywatch.
Baywatch, yeah. Okay, explain it.
The Wim Hof method is very simple, very effective, scientifically proven way of dramatically increasing your strength, making you happier, and improving your immune system, improving your health. And we do that by just some basic breathing exercises, some focusing, learning how to focus more, and gradual exposure to the cold.
Is there a mixture of sort of transcendental meditation, mindfulness, and all that stuff going on?
Well, it has elements of that. But what makes the Wim Hof method unique is that by using the cold very gradually and very respectfully, but using the cold, say a little bit of cold at the end of your hot shower or getting into the sea for a swim, by using the cold very specifically with other kind of breathing techniques, the effect is immediate. So with mindfulness or meditation, sometimes it can be quite difficult to feel the effects because the mind is wild and it runs off in different directions. But when you're in the cold, there's only one thing you can think about, and that's how cold it is. So it's kind of using nature to help us focus the mind, using nature to balance our hormones, to improve our immune system, to give us more energy, to reduce stress, to reduce pain, and to reduce inflammation. And the interesting thing about all of this is that it's been scientifically proven. Mm-hmm. It's all verified.
Yeah, and I suppose the proof is in the human beings themselves, because the way they can acclimate themselves to the weather, no matter what it is. I mean, people often say, how do they stick to cold in Russia? Because they're used to it, or Antarctica, or whatever it may be. I suppose that's the way we adapt ourselves here. And this part of the method, and you include breathing, and what else?
So it's mostly breathing, very specific breathing techniques, using the cold, and then the focus, learning how to use the breath to help us focus the mind to deal with the cold. Now, the cold really has great benefits by itself, but it's also a representation of the things that we struggle with, say stress or anxiety or grief or trauma or depression. So what we're learning to do is when we learn to breathe in a relaxed way and to relax into the cold, we're actually learning how to breathe and relax and deal with all those things that life throws at us.
Okay, now how do you coordinate the system to suit maybe whatever has happened to you at the time? You're talking about helping you to sleep, as you said, improving mental health, stress, and boosting your immune system. So how do you coordinate this system to, is there any specific way for each problem that you might have at the time?
Yeah, so the three pillars, as we said, are very specific breathing exercises and using the cold, and then the focus to kind of bring it all together. So when people start to learn the Wim Hof method, they learn the kind of basic skills. So they learn the basic breathing, which takes about 10 or 15 minutes to do the basic breathing. And then they're gradually using a little bit of cold every day. So it's just a little bit of cold and a little bit of breathing every day. And the benefits are so kind of widespread that they have, they improve lots of things. And obviously, if people have very specific ailments, we tailor the breathing, or we tailor how they do the cold to suit their needs and their requirements.
And I suppose, you don't have to be a swimmer, do you, to avail of the water? You could do it in your house, in the bath and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. And the beauty of the Wim Hof method is that it's so simple and it's so easy for anybody to use. So, yes, of course, people can go swimming. People can get in an ice bath. But the easiest thing is a little bit of cold at the end of your hot shower. So most people have a shower and most people use it regularly enough. So when they're in the hot shower, just turning it to cold at the end for 10, 15 seconds and trying to breathe and relax in it immediately starts to balance the hormones, immediately changes our mood. You know, it's probably one of the simplest and easiest tools that we have, and effective tools that we have, to change how we feel and how we think. Because no matter how we are before we get into the cold, we are totally different getting out.
Yeah, does it take a long time to learn a method? I suppose it depends on the person, because I find for someone to do something on their own, as I say, if you get a group and they're doing a half hour's exercise, it flies in. Home, doing a half an hour of exercise, it's much, much harder. So is there any way that you can coordinate this into your routine without sort of having to have a group, or it's something it's easy to do on your own?
So the way we kind of suggest people learn it is they come to one of our workshops. So we have workshops all over Ireland, all over Dublin. And within that 3 hours, they learn the basics and we go over, they experience it, they understand it. And then they have the kind of skills to go home and practice. And then when they're at home, we're actually launching a group on this Friday that people can access through their phone. So we're doing live breathing sessions with people. So people can continue to practice at home, but they have access to a community of devoted Wim Hof practitioners as well. So I suppose the key to it is all we need is a little bit of time, a small little bit of time for breathing and a little bit of cold at the end of your shower, and you start to get these huge benefits.
Okay. Incidentally, the reason I asked that question was, like, the third part of it, you've got cold therapy, breathing, and the third part of it is commitment, and that's the reason why I asked that particular question. And curiously, where does the name Wim Hof method come from?
Yeah, so Wim himself, Wim Hof, is a Dutch man. He's about 60, and he started using cold water, like many people in Ireland do, swimming in the cold in Holland and in the ice when he was quite young. And he found that after doing it regularly for a while, it was very beneficial. But then, as he got a bit older, he had a young family, he had four children. His wife killed herself, jumped off a building.
Wow.
And he felt that the only time he could get solace from the grief and the pain was in the cold. You know, so when you're in the cold, all you can think about is the cold. You can't think of anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, when he was practicing like that, he developed the breathing from dealing with the cold. And he started to kind of feel so strong and so healthy from it that he was able to achieve 26 world records for things like swimming under the polar ice cap in shorts, or running up Mount Everest just in a pair of shorts.
Wow.
And then he felt that the techniques that he had developed were so simple that anyone could use them, and that they had got him to a point where his immune system was so strong and he was so healthy that he could do all of these amazing things, and that anyone could do them. So eventually he caught the attention of the scientific community. And what happened then was, say, the last 10 years have been rigorous scientific experiments into all Wim's claims and have proven them to be true. And the first kind of big one, which I'm sure your listeners will be interested in, was when they injected Wim with a form of E. coli in Radboud University in Holland to test his claim, could you fight off disease with the breathing? So within 15 minutes, a normal person would be quite sick. And Wim wasn't. He was fine. So this got the attention of the scientific community. But of course they said, but Wim, you're the exception to the rule. Normal people can't do this.
Okay.
So the second big experiment was again in Radboud University in Holland there, where they took normal people. And within a few days, Wim had taught them the technique. And again, they injected them with a form of E. coli. And they were able to fight it off.
Okay.
So in the last few years, the method has been rewriting what we understand about ourselves. But beforehand, we were taught to have no conscious control over our immune system. Now we know that we can.
Okay, and well, I mean, the great thing about this is that we don't have to go to them extremes now.
No one has to do that.
but
only Wim did that.
Okay, only Wim had to do that, yeah. Okay, and people can go, of course, to your website of this.
Yeah, just Breathe with Neil and... My name is Neil, spelled N-I-A-L-L, just to add confusion to it all, but breathewithneil.com.
That's why I had confusion. Is it Neil or Niall?
I wasn't too sure.
Okay, well, we're going to play a little piece. What's this about now, this little piece? Is this something that you get online?
The podcast you're going to play now?
Yeah.
This covers an event that we do called Wimrise, which is a free event that we do mostly in Dublin, where we invite people down to a beach and we do the breathing with the rising sun, and then people get in for a swim. So it's a chance for people to experience the Wim Hof method for free, a chance for them to get out into nature. And this next piece that you're going to play captures the first couple of times we did that and explains more about the method.
Okay, I'll play that now. Listen, Niall, thank you very much. Neil, thank you
very much
for talking to us. Okay, and we play that
piece
now. Thank you. Bye. And that's Neil O'Murchu and the Wim Hof Method. So here we go. This just gives you an idea, and of course you can look up the website. I'll give you that later on as well.